For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Since the clash between Memphis police and protesters in the Frazier area 2 weeks ago, some people have been thinking about a better future for Memphis. That was one reason behind a planned March for Peace on Sunday afternoon. But as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, it was far more peaceful than the organizer intended.
Sunday was hot. The high was 90 degrees. But Devin Carruthers was prepared. He had flats of water bottles, a PA system, a sound guy, even a large banner with the words, "Peace is what we want." What the 21-year-old didn't have was a crowd. Nine people showed up.
I think that's nine more people that are inclined to go out into the community and be inspired, so I'm happy with nine. Hopefully next time it's more, but I'm satisfied and I think that I've done what I needed to do to make change start.
Carruthers is an administrative assistant at Claiborne Temple. His march was planned for the I Am a Man Plaza next door. He hoped people would network and learn about organizations promoting community development. Participants would then march downtown, carrying the peace banner as a show of solidarity.
So you're gonna try again?
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe on a cooler day.
For event participant Octavius Adams, it was the thought that counted. He said that Martin Luther King Jr., who visited Claiborne Temple, started small too.
In this building alone, Martin Luther King stood on that stage. I was blessed enough to put my feet on that same stage. And that just let me believe that all it takes is the person and the will to do so.
Carruthers hasn't yet set a date for his next attempt, but he's undeterred. The masses may not have turned out, but sincerity showed up in force. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
This is WKNO News.